Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Now, interestingly, although the Mishnah had already veered off from discussing Shor, the Mazik of Shor, and moved on to Bor, the Mishnah now comes back to discussing the Mazik of Shor, specifically Shein and Regel. And the reason for this is brought up, in other words, Tosfos, in the beginning of Perek Shishi, which we're doing right now, in the Gemara, Tosfos actually discusses the order of the Mishnayos, why the Mishnayos veered off and moved into Bor, and then came back to Shor. But anyway, this Mishnah is not specifically talking about the way in which the animal damages, didn't get into it that much. It rather focuses in on the obligation of the owner of the animal to go ahead and be shomer properly the animal. Meaning, the idea here is that if a person goes ahead and does the proper shmira of his animal that was necessary, and then the animal damages by a shame or regal, the owner of the behema is not going to be chayv. Because the idea is that the obligation of the chiyuv will only come when the person did not do the proper shmira, took the proper precautions. He's not chayiv, it's a big chakira, as to what it actually is. Machayiv is the machayiv to pay the failure in shmira, is the machayiv the fact that the person's behema damaged, but it's viewed as an ones or something like an ones if the person went ahead and did the proper shmira, so then he's not going to be obligated for his property or damages, his animal for damage, because it'd be viewed as like an ones. As the Rashi, similar to Rashi, uses the term what could have been done? No reason why he should be responsible for his animal damaging if he did what he had to do. That's what the Mishnah here is going to discuss. Hakone son ladir, benal b'fanei karolim. Someone brought his son, his sheep, into the barn, a pen, whatever you want to call it, and he locks nal b'fanei karolim. He locks up the animal, locks the gate, and he does it properly, meaning this gate that he locked, it can withstand a ruach mesuya. And what happened? Even though it was properly guarded, because he locked the standard appropriate gate that could stand up to a normal wind, but what happened was, let's say, a super strong wind comes, what's called a Rosh Ha'inah Mitzuya, and it blows the gate down, blows it open, the Yatza V'Hezika, and then its own, the behema, the sheep, let's say it went out and it damaged someone else's property, ate someone else's veggies, except the crops by Begel, Potter, he is not Chayiv for the Baal HaShor, is not going to be Chayiv, the Baal HaSeh. In this case, it's the Tzon. The Baal HaTzon is not going to be Chayiv to pay for the Hezek, because he did what he had to do in terms of Shmira. He locked it up in a way that would secure the animal under normal circumstances. Now, what's being explained here is that even though the owner of the behema, of the Tzon, of the Seh, is obligated to prevent his Seh from being Mazik, from Shein and Regel, as long as he uses methods of Shmira that would be effective under normal circumstances, it's considered a good Shmira. It does not have to do with Shmira, what's called a Shmira Me'ula. He has to do a superior type of Shmira. He can do what's called a Shmira Pchusa. Literally, Pchusa means a inferior. It doesn't really mean inferior. It means it's a basic Shmira, not a superior type of Shmira, but he's preventing damage in a way that a person would normally protect his property.
Now, you might recall from Perek Daled, Mishnah Tess, that Rabbi Meir, the Machlokes Tanoim there, Rabbi Meir demanded what's called a Shmira Me'ula, a superior type of Shmira, in order to be exempt from any chiyuv for hezek. So the pshat is that here, everyone agrees. Because there, the mayor was talking about Keren, the Muad of Keren, the Mazik of Keren Muad. There, the mayor held you require a Shmira Me'ula for that. But the Gemara explains that even the mayor agrees that the basic normal Shmira is all that is necessary with respect to Regel and Shein. And that's why Mishnah says Pader, and it's a kol adeis, the person will be Pader. Lo nal b'fanei karoi, but if the person did not lock the gate in a proper fashion, meaning it could not even stand up to a normal ruach, a normal wind, the yatzav ezika, and then the animal went out and damaged, chayiv, the person is going to be chayiv to pay, because he locked it up in a way that would not even be a what? A shmira under normal circumstances, not even the basic shmira, it's a negligent shmira. And once he does a negligent shmira of the animal, then if it goes out and it damages, he is chayiv, owner of the shor is chayiv for shengen regal. Now, the Mishnah now continues on. After having already established that a sheep that ran away and after the person either locked it properly or didn't lock it properly, the Mishnah now goes on and focuses in on where the behema escapes due to some other scenario other than either based or not based on the proper shmira via the gate. For example, Nifritza Balaila Oshipratsua Liftin. What happens if the owner of the sheep, he locks up his barn properly, but
what happened was the wall becomes breached in some fashion at night, or listim, robbers come and breach it at night. In other words, the wall, in this case, was sturdy, but the sheep somehow made a hole in it, or it collapsed by itself because of some totally unforeseeable circumstance. So the Mishnah says, if it's Yatzav Ezika in such a scenario, Potter. He's not going to be chayiv to pay for the hezek, because the wall broke through no fault of his own. The owner is not chayiv to pay. Now, that's the Mishnah seems to be implying here, is he's not chayiv to pay if the wall was breached at night. Nifritz of the Lila. What's the idea? Because Farshim explained that since a hole in a wall is unlikely to be seen at night, the owner, we can assume, did not know at all about the hole in the wall. Therefore, the owner cannot be blamed for going ahead and not running after his escaped animal because he has no idea that it escaped. But the implication here is that if the wall was breached in the daytime, when people would have seen and actually told the owner, then he's going to be chayiv to go ahead and recover the animal. And if it could be assessed that he failed to do so, he failed to take upon himself that basic watching of his animal by trying to recover the animal, he's going to be chayiv for what the behemoth does. Now, how is that different than the first case of the Mishnah? Because there, the gate, the door, the barn, it was blown open. So if it was blown open, there's no difference between day and night. People who see an open gate do not realize that anything is, they don't think there's any problem because the gate blew open. So the gate's open. They're not going to go ahead and say, oh, look, there's a hole in the wall, there's a hole in the gate. Here, it's like the door was just blown open, and it was blown open, so that's normal. So therefore, even in the daytime, people would not know just because the gate is open to go ahead and tell him. So we can't assume that he should have been able to know to retrieve the animal. Okay, that's the diukim that the Mefarshim have over here. The Mishnah now continues on, because in the case that we just did, neither the owner of the animal and barn nor the listim who went ahead and busted a hole in the wall, they're not chayiv to pay. The owner's not chayiv because he went ahead and he protected it, and he locked the gate properly, he closed it, and he has a wall there that's not going to blow down in a ruach mitsuya, in a normal wind. And the listim, the robbers, they're potter because they did not go ahead and cause any damage directly. This is what's called grumma. They just broke a hole in the wall. Then the animal went out. But they themselves did not go ahead and do any direct type of damage. It's only the owner who's chayiv for any type of indirect damage, because it's not viewed as indirect damage because the behema is his and he's responsible for the behema. So if he's responsible for the behema, so then he'd be responsible if he didn't do a proper shmira, but he did do a proper shmira. So therefore he's off the hook. But now in this case, Hotsiua listim. The listim, they actually took it out of the barn and it went ahead and it damaged the behema. So then the listim achayav. Why? Because these listim, these robbers, they, when they take it out, they're doing a maisa gzela. And when they do a maisa gzela, so they have a type of kinyan gzela in the behema, which to a certain extent makes it theirs with respect to these negative consequences of damage. And therefore, they would be chayiv to prevent it from doing any hezek, and therefore they're going to be chayiv.